As I was saying at the earlier service, at this stage in that service, we've just been singing about the Lord as being the one who is faithful and strong, the one who is our shield in the face of danger and of fear, and that in the Lord Jesus Christ we find all that we need as we face the challenges of life. We are indeed encouraged to build our lives upon Him as upon a rock. We often sing on Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And surely we are singing of Jesus when we say, Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. And then further, in the lovely contemporary piece, in Christ alone my hope is found, he is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. I make all of these references here to Jesus Christ as the rock upon which we are to stand, because in life, in your life and in my life, we need him as the solid ground upon which we ought to build our lives. And we need this solid footing. We need this solid ground and this firm foundation, because the realities and the experiences of life can often cause us to be weak and faint and tired and weary. And when we recognize this, as life is like that, we often, and I know I often, find myself gravitating towards the Psalms in the Bible. For they surely have something to say to us when fear, concern, worry, persecution, or whatever comes into our lives. And this morning, we're thinking about Psalm 125. And there are three things that I want to leave with you this morning from the Psalm. Three fairly simple points, and yet I believe they're three very profound and important points. The first thing that we see in the Psalm is an expression of the reality of life. Life that is often permeated with trouble, with concern, with anxiety. But secondly, we also see in the Psalm here that guidance is being given, direction is being offered to a resource that we may tap into for help. And so we have the reality of life, we have the resource that is there to help us with life's realities. And then thirdly, we find also in the Psalm the reassurance of blessing. So I want you to try just to remember those three simple words: reality, resource, and reassurance. First of all, reality. We get the impression, don't we, as we read the Psalm, that the perspective of the worshiper here in the city of Jerusalem and surrounded by the other pilgrims who have made their way to one of the great festivals, is that even as he is worshiping God, he is very conscious of trial and difficulty round about him. He is very conscious of the fact that wickedness and evil seem to abound. And that's the context in which this psalm is set. It's one of the what's known as the Psalms of Ascent or the Psalms of Degrees that relate to us those times when the psalmist and others made their way to Jerusalem to celebrate one of the festivals. They're going to worship God. And as the psalmist and others gather to do so, they're gathering as people of God, they're gathering to worship God. But as the psalmist comes to Jerusalem, he is very conscious of the world round about him, that it is a world where evilness and where sin abound. This is on his mind. Today, as we live our lives, as we commence the journey of 2022, we know from reading the newspapers, from listening to the news on television or radio or wherever, that the world today is really, in many ways, no different from the world in which the psalmist finds himself in. It is still a world of wickedness, a world of evil, and a world of great trial for many people. And so he wants to bring all of this to God. He wants to bring it to the attention of God, as we see in verse 3 of the psalm, for there he makes reference to the rod of the wicked, and in verse 5 to their crooked ways, where he calls them the workers of iniquity. The world of the psalmist is a world in which there are issues of trouble, perceived wrongs, hurts, and so on. It is a world that is no different from our own. Here's a man who is worshiping God. Here's a man who is in Jerusalem. Here's a man in fellowship with the people of God. And the thing that's on his mind in this psalm, no doubt amongst other things, is the presence of evildoers, the presence of hostility, the presence of trial. And we can surely identify with that to a greater or lesser extent. We seek to live for the Lord, but our hearts are burdened, and the load of life at times can be very heavy. But the message of this psalm is that in the midst of all of this, the presence of God may be known. The presence of God may be felt. For here the psalmist says in verse 2 that just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth and even forever. Isn't that a wonderful word of reassurance? A wonderful word of encouragement? As we all step out, continue to step out into this new year of 2022, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, imagine that geographical scene. So the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. In my ministry of over 35 years in the Presbyterian Church, I suppose a ministry that started off in my home congregation, which was Dungannon Presbyterian Church, where I served for a number of years as an elder. But then, having gone to train for the ministry and my assistantship years in First Cookstown And then in my first charge for 7 years in Ballachie and Knocklochrum, and for 22 years in Cunningham Memorial, Collibaghy. In all of those years of ministry, along the way, I have met many different people who have, by faith, recognized the hand of God, bringing to them peace and inner strength, even in their times of great adversity. And even in the midst, for example, of sickness, which was terminal, many have testified that because of their faith and their trust in Jesus, the one who was their rock and solid foundation, they have testified that their last months were the best months of their years, because they knew, even in a palpable way, the presence of the Lord with them. And of course, that's what the psalmist is reminding us of here. Yes, life can be difficult and hard. And who of us knows what 2022 has in store for us? But look at what the psalmist says in verse 2. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. Yes, we don't know what lies ahead. As I was saying in the earlier service, around this time, 2 years ago, when I was still in ministry in Collibaghy, I remember into the new year, in January and into early February and through February, I remember praying for people in the country of China who were having to deal with this new thing called coronavirus. And little did I think then, little did we think then, that just a few weeks later on, almost 2 years ago now, that we would have been affected by that same virus. That people coming to church would have to sit at a distance, walk about wearing masks, and all the other regulations that have come into being. Life is unpredictable. Life is very uncertain. But as I said earlier on to the boys and girls, we can hold on tight with confidence to the promises of God. And the psalmist says to us, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people forever and ever. The reality of life. Included in that, of course, is the resource that we need to help us. And I have alluded to all of this already. But what the psalmist draws our attention to, I think, in the psalm, is that one of the great resources that we have for help in the midst of times of adversity is the resource of prayer. I think we see this especially in verse 4 of the psalm. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. In the midst of his adversity, the psalmist turns to God in prayer. In this time of trial, he reaffirms the love of his heavenly Father. of his absolute trust in him to provide for him. He knows that nothing can separate him from the love of his Father in heaven. For look at what verse 1 of the psalm says, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed but abideth forever." And it is on the basis of his relationship with God that in verse 4 he prays to God. But what is he praying for? This is how he puts it: "Do good, O Lord, to those who are good." Who are these good people that he's talking about? Well, he explains it. It's those who are upright in their hearts. It is those who, in verse 1, trust in the Lord. Those whose trust is in the Lord. Those who are good. Those who are upright in their hearts. And what he's asking for is that God would bless his people, that God would pour out his blessing upon those who are in covenant fellowship and union with himself. And what is that good that the psalmist wants God to pour out upon those whom God has made good by the righteousness of Christ from the perspective of the New Testament? What is that good that we ask God to pour upon us? Ultimately, that good is, of course, that we might more and more become the kind of people that God wants us to be. That we might be conformed more and more to the image of Jesus. The psalmist is not praying here in some misinformed and silly way that God would pour out material blessing upon him just because he's one of God's people. It's not that. It's a prayer that God would do him good. And what does us good is anything and everything that conforms us more and more to the image of Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Maybe the Lord sometimes says to us, "These inward trials I employ from self and pride to set you free and break thy schemes of earthly joy that you may seek your all in me." The reality of life, the resource for help. Thirdly, the reassurance of blessing. This last point takes us again to verse 1 of the psalm. In the face of wickedness and in the context of this prayer that he now sends up to God, that God would do him good and bless him, he is reminded in the opening verse of the psalm of who God is and what God is like and what God does for his people. It's a very graphic picture of Mount Zion as being in many ways a safe place to be. It was a difficult place to get to. And Jerusalem, as it was in its heyday, was a mighty city and fortress, immovable and abiding. And that is what God is like. And God says, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so I will surround my people. A picture of God helping his people. A picture of God holding up his people. A picture of God having them in his arms. His mighty arms, outstretched and wrapped around his children. In Psalm 34 and verse 8, we read, "The angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him and delivers them." What the psalmist is saying here is this: there is absolutely nothing that can break the promises of God. And as we continue to step out into our new year. May we find encouragement in that truth. May we find strength and direction and know, as the apostle could detail in his New Testament letter, and know that there is absolutely nothing, not death, not life, not angels, not principalities, not things present, not things to come, not powers or heights or depths or anything in all the created realm. There's absolutely nothing that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because in Jesus, as we shall sing in a moment, we are safe in his arms, safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast. That's the picture that the psalmist seeks to give to us. And so he ends the psalm with that wonderful benediction. Peace shall be upon Israel. And may God grant that peace to all of us. May he grant that peace to you as a congregation collectively. May he grant that peace to you as a person individually. In this new year of 2022, and may we truly know through faith, because we have come to the Lord in faith, we have received him as our Savior, that we are indeed safe in the arms of Jesus. We are safe on his gentle breast, because in him we can face life with assurance. Let us pray together. Our Father, we pray that you will just bless your word as we have read it and considered it this morning. And we thank you for what the psalmist shares with us. And we thank you for that wonderful promise that we have, that as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people forever and ever. May we take that lovely picture home with us. May we receive your word as we have read it here with faith and with love. May we lay it up in our hearts, know the blessing of it, and may we seek to live it out in this another new week and in this another relatively new year. And all to the honor and to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.